Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
He said something to me that changed the way I market. He said, "The pie is so big, I don't need to be as good to take home more." That's really interesting insight. He said, because of how gigantic the Forex market is, I don't need to be as talented to take home more money. And the New York Stock Exchange is so much smaller that his skill set had to be a lot higher to take home the same amount. And I was like, that's really interesting. Now, how does that relate to YouTube? Why does this matter so much? It matters because of how big YouTube is.
Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my baby business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey to $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio.
How to use YouTube to drive daily hot leads. This is really, really big because most people don't think of YouTube as a lead source, but it's one of the biggest ways we get daily leads. Daily leads. So I'm going to show you how we do that and some pitfalls to watch out for. So let's dive in. All right, the very first piece of content I ever put out ever was a, I remember I had to peddle it like crazy, man. I had to invite everyone. I made posts. I invited friends and family. I got 40 downloads. I was like, yeah, 40 downloads. And I don't know why I never really stopped to ask if there's a more effective way, but I went through about 2 years like that. And I mean, they did well. I crossed 1 million downloads on a podcast show organically that I put together. We put lots of content platform. I've done content for a long, long time. But what I want you to really hear me say here, okay, is that if your last video on YouTube did not produce a lead or a sale, it wasn't marketing. It's just content. Marketing is measured with leads and sales. We don't care about vanity metrics unless there was a lead or a sale. If the ball does not get closer to the hole, why'd you do it, right? And so as a marketer driving daily hot leads, you need to keep this mindset in. So I'm gonna teach you 3 ways to do that and how you can actually make your wallet a little heavier. Let's dive in now. All right, number one, easiest way to get leads from YouTube, especially daily leads. This is not to like downplay this at all, but ask for them. Just ask for the lead. It's an easy way to do it. Ask for the lead. The easiest way to do this is to throughout, you'll hear me. In fact, at the end of this video, I'm going to invite you to take a little action. And I'm going to say, hey, go to this.com or do this thing. Click here, do that. And what I'm doing is I'm daily inviting leads. I'm asking for the lead. It is, we don't like hope as a marketing strategy. It's a terrible marketing strategy. Oh, I hope my product works. That's not a strategy. That's tough, right? You're about to close doors like that. And so the only metric we really care to measure on the front end is lead flow. And so when I get on with clients and we start talking and we start chatting, the very first thing I'm actually asking them for is, what do you sell? How much of it are you selling? How many leads are you getting daily to get that sale? All right, so I might get 10 leads a day and sell 2. But that's good to know. Now I have a metric. And think about this. If all I did was double my daily lead flow, would that not double my company? So just focus on that. And so as simple as that sounds, too often we're off saying, I need to get more views on my video, or I need to go off and I need more subscribers. And yes, that's great. Obviously, that's fantastic. But it's not what we actually measure. What we measure is daily lead flow and people moving forward when you say, hey, go do this thing. So in the description, I have this thing, or wherever it is that you're gonna do it, ask people to move forward. And I like to do it like this. We get good at speaking in open loops, where we say, hey, go to blank to get blank, right? Go do this thing, go to this.com because you'll get XYZ. So we speak in open loops and we speak in what we call so what's. So what's, or so what benefits is what they're called in copywriting. So I'm gonna come in and say, hey, come get this pen so that you can write your novel, right? And what you're doing is you're actually selling novel writing, not the pen, right? You sell the hole, not the drill. Have you ever heard those phrases? And it's the exact same thing when it comes to talking on YouTube and the way you do call to actions. We need to sell the hole, not the drill. We need to sell the novel, not the pen. And so when you're talking in YouTube or any platform, but especially YouTube, when it's visual, and I have to interact with you visually and entertain you visually, not just auditorily, What I have to do is I have to say, hey, go to this.com afterwards. I'm inviting you to become a lead, basically. And it's because of benefit, benefit, benefit. So what, so what, so what? Who cares, who cares, who cares, right? And what you do is you get good at speaking like that versus focusing so hardcore on just the product. Talk about your product, obviously, but remember that that's actually not what they're buying. They're buying the whole, not the drill. They're buying their book being written, not the pen. Talk the same way like that in YouTube. Okay, the second way to get a lot of daily hot leads with YouTube. This is one of my favorite stories. You guys know I'm a P.T. Barnum nut. Love stories of rich dad marketers. How did they get money without the internet? Right, really, really powerful skill set. This story is actually about a girl named Jenny Lind. And Jenny Lind is an amazing, amazing singer in Europe. And P.T. Barnum had his museum. And he's like, hey, I've got this museum. Maybe if I get Jenny Lind to come from Europe, she'll get more people to my museum. Well, he goes and he literally went into a little bit of debt to pay her to come to America. Big singer in Europe. He's walking down the street and he's like proud about it. He's like, I'm bringing Jenny Lind to America. What's up? I'm bringing Jenny Lind to America. Oh, those are all direct quotes. And he goes to a doorman and the doorman goes to open the door and he goes to the doorman, I'm bringing Jenny Lind to America. And the doorman goes, who's Jenny Lind? It's the first time he realized he's bringing a nobody to America. She's famous in Europe. She's not famous in America. What do? You went into debt over this. Oh my gosh. That's a tough situation to be in. How did he dig himself out of that hole? This is one of my favorite stories. Okay. Now think about this as the way it relates to YouTube. Because this is exactly what I do. Okay. While Jenny Lind was getting on the ship, P.T. Barnum had her turn around and give a farewell speech. It's speculated that almost no one was there at the docks. She just gave the speech so he could run the story in America. Clever. And then while she's on the ship, she's coming over on the ship, he hires 40 plus reporters, 40 reporters, and they start pumping the news full of her likes, her dislikes, her personality, what she likes to do, her favorite types of songs to sing.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go hire, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
I mean, they created, in the true sense, they created Jenny Lind in American pop culture. And they just started littering all over the place, just pumping into news stations, just like, you know, newspapers. Right? Lots of newspapers, tons and tons of stories. And they did not stop feeding the press until she got here. And then they continued it while they continued to sell it every single show. That's huge. Okay. Now let's think about this. P.T. Barnum has a museum. The worst thing on planet Earth he could have done is to sit there and be like, I hope someone opens up that front door today and decides to pay me money. Leave the studio. Get out of the museum. Leave YouTube is what I'm saying. Leave YouTube. Now I'm not saying leave the platform. I'm saying if you're trying to get daily hot leads, one of the biggest ways we use YouTube to get leads, this is going to sound crazy, is we actually leave the platform. And what we do is we go to all the other social media platforms and we have an incredible army of, that's what I call them, of these amazing DMers that are asking people to come check out my videos and asking people to come check out my products. That's what they're doing right now. As I'm on the video with you right now. They're DMing people. They're saying, hey, come check this out. Did you know Steve has this thing? Oh, you're in this group. You like this too. Come on over here. And what that's doing is we are seeking the lead. Okay. We are seeking a lead. How much more money do you think you make when you're actively participating in your own lead gen? So much more money. So much more money. If you want daily hot leads, yes, you can build it and they will come a little bit. Kind of. Not really though, right? The way you really make this happen is you go seek the lead. So what I do is I build the YouTube videos, and my YouTube videos aren't actually meant to get me vanity metrics. My YouTube videos get me a little bit of views. They get me, yeah, some ups and subscribers. It's awesome, really exciting. But what they really are assets for us to use in the DMs to overcome sales objections. The third way I love to get daily leads from YouTube, this is one of my favorite ones. My dad and I, about 12 years ago, we paid Robert Kiyosaki to go through his stocks and options courses. And we went through these stocks and options courses and we were trained on the New York Stock Exchange. And we were doing a lot of, it was mostly just stocks and options, actually, just those. And I learned a ton. I learned a lot about the financial markets. I was like, oh my gosh, this is how money flows and moves. It's exciting. But I was also at the beginning of my own entrepreneurial journey. And to be honest, I got distracted and I went and started doing something else. 3 or 4 years passes. I go back to my dad and I was like, you're still trading. That's awesome. He's like, yeah. But guess what? I'm no longer on the New York Stock Exchange. I was like, really? Like, it was super shocking when he told me. I was like, that's what we were trained on, Dad. And he goes, yeah, I actually went over to Forex, right? Foreign exchange. And I was like, why are you trading Forex? And he goes, well, New York Stock Exchange, you know, in America, New York Stock Exchange is like the United States, and it trades, I think it was like $169 billion a day in 2013. Billions of dollars per day being traded on the New York Stock Exchange. I said, yeah, it's awesome, Dad. And he goes, Forex, $5 trillion. That's massive. $5 trillion. He goes, and he said something to me that changed the way I market. He said, the pie is so big, I don't need to be as good to take home more. That's really interesting insight. He said, the pie, he said, because of how gigantic the Forex market is, I don't need to be as talented to take home more money. And the New York Stock Exchange is so much smaller that his skill set had to be a lot higher to take home the same amount. And I was like, that's really interesting. Now, how does that relate to YouTube? Why does this matter so much? It matters because of how big YouTube is. And especially for a long time, it grew faster than Facebook. And now Facebook's kind of, you know, going down. So, and it's, this is where everyone's been moving from Facebook. They're coming to YouTube, right? And you know that, it's probably why you're here also. But people are coming over to YouTube right now and they are everywhere. There's billions of them, okay? Due to the nature of the platform, it's so big, I don't need to be as good to take home more. Same line, same sentence, same statement on that, okay? The reason I bring this up, man, is a lot of times people say to me like, Steve, there's this brand new platform that just popped up, should I be on it? I'm like, well, is your customer? I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm like, well, then I don't either. Sounds like risk. Sounds like gambling. Go where your customer is. And guess where they all are now? YouTube. I found some really fascinating stats also about YouTube that if someone's watching a TV ad, when commercials show up, 50% of the time they just get up and leave or they change channels. But they are twice as likely to stay and watch a YouTube ad. Isn't that crazy? So YouTube ads, people are watching YouTube more than TV now. They're watching ads on YouTube more than TV now. They don't put the phone down. It's on their hand. So it's always right there. People don't put their phones down in general. You ever misplace your phone and you're like, God, I'm missing a limb, right? That same feeling, it's called addiction, by the way, but we all have it to our phones, right? And that's one of the reasons why everyone watches what they're watching on YouTube, and they watch it and they engage with it and they stick with it. And the pie is gigantic. And funny enough, you don't need to be as good as you do on other platforms to take home more money. Hey, I got a free gift for you. Go to VIPLeadMachine.com. VIPLeadMachine.com is a free presentation that we have that will show you the 4 parts of what it takes to build a YouTube lead machine. Funny enough, YouTube Lead Machine is the name of my company. Go to VIPLeadMachine.com and you'll see again that 4-part machine that creates us getting daily lead flow from YouTube. See you there.
Everyone who's ever built a sales funnel knows that it's a very powerful skill set, but that you're also dead in the water if you can't control traffic, especially your own traffic. The problem with most marketers is they think in terms of traffic, though, instead of leads. And you should be thinking about leads. An opt-in is not a lead, right? When someone is a lead, they have purchase intent. They have intent to learn about the product on purpose. They know that that's why they're moving forward. So a simple opt-in is not a product lead, yeah? So how do you turn traffic into leads? Is there a way to automate lead gen strategies without massive paid ad budgets or content budgets? And regardless of the offer or price point, just using the internet? Why, yes, yes, there is. Marley Jackson and I did an event called Lead Machine Live teaching exactly this and these strategies. And you can go check it out and watch it at leadmachinelive.com. Mastering organic content for leads, not views, comments, or subscribers, gives you control of everything pre-funnel, pre-page one. Go learn our four-part lead machine at leadmachinelive.com, and you can watch the on-demand event replay right now.